Welcome back to the Finsiders. I'm John Congemi, joined by former Dolphins O.J. McDuffie and Troy Drayton. Tristan Jones handling the Metro PCS Comment Center and the live chat inside of the center. But now I get a chance to talk with newly signed Miami Dolphin for a long time, Brent Grimes, the cornerback that had such a spectacular season in 2013. Brent, congratulations first off. I mean, it has to be a weight maybe off your shoulders just to finally get your name signed to a contract and your future set with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, it's awesome. I expressed it earlier. I mean, I'm extremely happy when it was really official. This is what people work for in this profession, to get a deal. And I've been playing for a while. I've never got a long-term deal. So to finally get one, it's awesome.
Does your mindset change any? Because, like you said, you came in on a one-year contract. And that's almost like a prove it. Not only to yourself, but prove it to the franchise that you're with. Because coming off of an injury, you wanted to come out and put your best foot or Achilles forward. you wanted to have that season that you could, you know, get a four-year deal. How gratifying is that for you to look back and say, you know what, I had a plan, I stuck to it, and I did it?
That was a nice play on words, by the way.
Thank you.
But, it's great. You know, I came out, I had, you know, I got hurt the year before. And this last year, I got a one-year deal. I appreciated it because they gave me a chance, gave me a nice deal for a one-year deal to come out here and show that I can still play football at a high level. And I never doubted myself, but I know, you know, it's a business. I had to prove it to other people. And that's just what I did. And for it to all work out this way is no better feeling.
And you must have had a nice offseason mentally, you know, sitting down with your family and thinking about your season, because no matter what would have happened, Brent Grimes was going to be okay. He was going to either go into free agency, sign a nice contract somewhere else. But how much was it that you wanted to come back to the Miami Dolphins? Because you're comfortable here. You're comfortable with where you're living now. You're comfortable with your teammates. And most importantly, for some of the guys that are coaching you at the position.
It's great that I'm back here, because I can't really express how much this whole organization, even, you know, from the coaches, front office, all the way down, I felt like this was home ever since I got here. My wife feels the same way. And for it to work out, for it to really be home, is great. And I'm just extremely happy. Like, I'm really happy right now.
Coming off an 8-8 season, last year you had success against teams from the AFC that went on to the playoffs. What's your mindset coming into 2014? You guys weren't far off. You played a lot of close football games last season. What's your personal mindset, you know, getting ready for OTAs, getting ready for minicamp, and ultimately for the 2014 season?
For me, I mean, I approach every year the same way. I get my little time off, you know, maybe like a month where I don't do anything, just relax, step up my video game skills, you know, do a little fishing, things like that. But after I get into football mode, I'm just working out and just getting ready for the year. I approach every year the same way so I can be prepared to play great football. And I've started that. I've been here working out every day.
I saw you in here. It's been nice to see some familiar faces coming into the facility lately.
Yeah, you got to stay swole, you know. You got to keep your swole up. But, I just approach the year the same way. Just stay ready and get in shape, starting early, you know, so you can build it up. You don't have to just go 1,000 miles an hour 3 weeks before training camp. You can cruise into it.
It's always nice catching up with players on the Miami Dolphins, and the cornerback Brent Grimes, the Pro Bowl corner. Brent Grimes re-signs a multi-year deal, $32 million deal, 16 of that is guaranteed. And it's nice to see that there's some synergy now on this defensive side of the football. You know, you've got some playmakers at a lot of positions. One of those are at corner, and that's you. How's your relationship with Kevin Coyle? He's always one of those energetic, fired-up coaches. He's walking around. We see him all the time here in the building. What did that mean a lot to come back and play for him, because you know the style he's preaching on a daily basis?
Yeah, Coach Coyle is a great guy, great coach. And since I got here, he's helped me out whatever I need anytime I have questions. And he's been coaching for a while. He's seen a lot of players. He's seen a lot of football. So I can ask him questions at any time, and he always has great answers. I ask him what I need to do better. He shoots me straight. And that's a great deal. And not just Coach Coyle. Coach Coyle, you got my DB coach.
Coach Lou.
Coach Lou.
Coach Blue. Man,
Coach Blue. JB. They all helped me out a great deal this year. And I'm extremely, like, I really wanted to come back here. Just, and that's one of the main reasons is just the coaches, you know, and they, the way they treat me. And the team, the players, that DB room is real cool. And I like being here. It's fun coming to work.
It's a comfortability type of thing for Brent Grimes, coming back in the building, seeing familiar faces, only being here the 1 year last year. But what was the great moment? I mean, there's so many nice moments you had in 2013. You had the interception against Indy to kind of seal the deal early in the year. You had the return for the touchdown against the Bengals on Thursday night. And then you had the game ender when the closeout in the end zone where you bat the ball down against San Diego. Am I missing any that stand out for Brent Grimes?
No, I mean, everybody, the touchdown against the Bengals, I have to be the my most memorable because that was my first touchdown, first pick six. I was dead tired. it was a memorable thing. I mean, we were already tired. We was at that touchdown was at the end of like a
that drive 14-play
drive.
Right.
So it's just a memorable thing, you know. So that was really cool. But it was a lot of moments in this year, and it was a fun year. It was sometimes, everybody knows, we had the drama going on. But the fact that the team stuck together and played some good football throughout that, you know, we didn't close it out how we wanted to. We ended up 8-8. But anybody that watched could see that we're not that far off, like you said earlier. And just a few more plays, and that's three more wins. And three more wins, we're 11-5. And that's you're definitely in the playoffs at 11-5. And once you're in the playoffs, you never know. Anything can happen.
Getting a chance to catch up with Dolphins corner Brent Grimes. That's the one thing I did want to ask you before we let you go. 8-8 last year, the way it ended, does that stick with you right now in the offseason? Is that forgotten, or is that one of those things that stick with you a couple weeks in, and now you got to get ready and get refreshed? Or is that something that you use as a motivator going into next season?
The way we ended the season, nobody's happy about it. I mean, for me, you can ask any player that's on the team. We had put ourselves in a great position to make the playoffs, and we didn't end the season right. So everybody has that on their mind, and if that's something that can to drive somebody to work out harder, get prepared more for next year, that's a great, you know. But I don't really need – honestly, I don't really need much. I don't need much. I just want to be a great football player, and I know what it takes to do that is you have to treat your off season like you got to really get ready. And that's one thing that I pride myself on.
One of the main topics, I guess, when you were going into or maybe possibly heading into free agency, everybody wants to talk about, well – you know, an 8-year vet, his age at this point in his career, what can he do? Where's the future? Is your attitude, and it seems like it is to me, is your attitude just to go out, I'm going to prove it on the field. I'm going to go out and practice. I'm going to go out and play. And then you guys can judge me. And whatever age you want to put on me, that's fine, because if I'm going to be 31 in this season in 2014, I don't play like it. I don't play, you know, just you want to go out and show people and they can make their own evaluation.
I mean, that's pretty much it. You summed it up. I mean, it's like you hear the whole cliche, it's just a number. You know, it's how you feel. And I haven't seen other people my age in this league, and they're not acting like me. I mean, obviously, I don't look the oldest, you know. So, I mean, it's everybody's different. You can't just lump everybody together at the same thing. One person's 25, ain't the next person's 25. One person, you know, so you can't it's a good judge. Eventually, time catches up with everybody.
Right.
But everybody's time is different. It's not the same. It's not a uniform time around it, you know. So I'm just, like you said, I just play football. You judge it how you want. If you put on a tape, you're not saying that he can't play no more. That's all I'm trying to say.
You know what? I like just how you go about your practice regimen. When you're throwing the ball, the football up to yourself, and you're using your ball skills, and people are getting on you. Hey, Brent, are you going to stretch, or what's going on? You know, I'm good, coach. I feel good. How do you feel right now? You know, you come off of that year where you're injured, you come back, you play 16 games at a high level. How does your body feel right now?
I feel great. I've been working out. It's probably been a month. Like, I've been coming here every day, and I'm feeling great right now. And I know I've got a while to the season, but honestly, if it was training camp next week, I'd be ready. So, I mean, it's just this is what I do. I play football. I get ready to play football every year. My wife has a great deal of saying that. She helps me out, so I don't really have to focus on nothing but being right for football, and that's what I do.
good woman always behind a good man. So that's one thing to look forward to. And congratulations again, Brent Grimes, the Dolphins cornerback, signing a multi-year deal, $32 million deal, 16 of that guaranteed. And we can't wait to see you back on the field in 2014.
Can't wait to be back.
Congratulations again. Thank you.